Today we're going to continue the ayah 30 in Surah Al-Baqarah. What was this ayah about? What was this ayah about? It's about Allah and making an announcement to the angels. Making a what? Announcement to who? To the angels. What is this announcement?
That he was going to create
representative. He's going to create representative on earth. Right? Then, or Allah is going to create representation on earth. Then, of course, Allah meant representation of what? Of his manners, which are the names of beauty. Allah wanted you to be a person, when people see you, they remember Allah. Like, if we see very righteous person, we remember Allah. If we see a criminal, we remember the shaitan, right? So, Allah wants you to represent what? Justice or injustice? Justice. He wants you to present kindness or meanness? Kindness. So, Allah wants you to follow His manners. Allah wants you to follow His manners, okay? Which are the names of beauty. Got it? Okay. Now, when Allah made this decision, okay, He wanted also to appoint the angel of death. So, Surah 2, Ayah 30. Allah is creating a representation on earth. So, Allah wanted to select the angel of death. Now, all angels, nobody liked to do this job. Why? To play, do the job of the angel of death. Why?
Because it's like the angel of death.
Because people are going to hate that angel and curse the angel. Say, may Allah curse the angel of death. May Allah keep the angel of death away. Right? Is that something nice you want to do? You want to have? Huh? Is this something nice? I mean, if I want to select an angel of death among you, who's going to be, who wants to do this job? Huh? Angel of death? Oh, wow. Now, the angels, all of them didn't want to take this job. All of them did not want to get this job. So now Allah wants to select one, but He wants to show why did He select this one, which is called Azrael. We don't know the name for sure, but it's called Azrael. In the Quran, Allah calling angel of death. So here's Allah wants to select one, but He wants to show why did He make this selection. Allah announces that I'm creating a representation on earth to represent the manners of Allah, which are the names of beauty, kindness, fairness, like that. Okay. So, Allah wanted to show the angel. When Allah asks a question, is He asking the question for us to learn the answer, or for others to learn the answer, or for Him to know the answer?
Oh, he knows
the answer. Yes. So, we see, when He's asking a question, it is for what? For us to hear the answer, right?
Yeah.
Okay. If Allah is demonstrating something, is testing us, is He testing us to know whether we're good or bad, or He knows already?
He
already knows if we're good or bad, right? But He is testing us to show, so that we show that we're bad or good, right? If we don't care, if we negligent, If we, then we prove that during our lifetime. So the mean would prove meanness at lifetime. The kind would prove kindness and during his lifetime or her lifetime. Okay. So now, how did Allah, what's the story here? There's a story that Allah selected an angel. And He sent this angel to earth. And He said to the angel, cut pieces of the earth. Cut pieces of what? The earth. From everywhere. Meanness and meanness and injustice are the manners of the shaitan. Okay. So there's a story behind that. Allah selected the first angel. And he said, this is the story. It's a nice story. You need to listen to it. Allah selected the angels. Okay? Allah selected the angel. And then, just look here, so that you know you're focusing. Look at me, because this way I know you're focusing. Unless you're writing. Taking notes, for example. Take notes. Okay? Notes. So, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to show that the angel of death, how to select the angel. Why did he select this angel of death? So guess what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did? Allah selected an angel. And he told this angel, go cut piece of dirt or clay from the earth. And he said, pick different kinds of clay. Why is that? Because Allah wanted the DNA to have different kinds of mud. Right? So this way, we have the Chinese, we have the white, we have the black, we have the yellow, we have all kinds. Yeah. All kinds of human beings. All colors. And all these diversification, diversified. So Allah, if you represent the manners of Allah, people will remember Allah when they see you. If you represent the manners of the shaitan, people will remember shaitan when they see you. Okay? So Allah selected this angel and he wanted him to go get pieces of clay from everywhere on earth. This angel flew down to, what?
Earth.
When this angel flew down to earth, the earth saw that angel and the earth got scared. The earth got what?
Scared.
So the earth said, Ya Allah, I seek your protection from this angel. When the angel heard that, the angel got scared. And the angel made a U-turn and he went back to Allah. So now Allah is asking him in front of all other angels. Why Allah is asking him? To learn the answer? To learn the answer?
Yeah.
No.
No, not to learn the answer.
For who to learn the answer? Angels. So Allah said, what happened? He said, Ya Allah, you know better. What happened is that better than me. What happened is that I went down, the earth asked your protection. Asked for your protection. So I could not do it.
Does that say really?
Yeah. So, now here we go. It comes the... Allah selected the second angel. Remember, Allah is doing that. What's the purpose of this?
To learn.
No. Oh. To show the angels... Okay, who is the best fit for the job of the angel of death? So now the second, you're not an angel. So the second angel, Allah asked him to go down to the earth. The earth did the same thing. What was the same thing? Yes, ask Allah to protect her. I say her because the earth is female. Mm-hmm. Female word in Arab.
Female. Mm-hmm.
So now, the angel tried to do that. The earth asked the protection for the protection of Allah. Allah wants to select the angel of death, but no angel wants to do this job. So Allah selected an angel and asked this angel to go down to earth and bring pieces of mud from all different locations and different types of mud to fashion Adam. So now Allah selected the angel of death. And he said, you angel of death, go down and get me a piece of dirt, pieces of dirt from everywhere in the earth. Different colors, different kinds. So the angel of death came down to earth. The earth did the same thing, which is what? Ask it for the protection of Allah against the angel of death. Now the angel of death reaction was totally different than all other angels. The angel of death reaction was, I'm not going to disobey the orders of Allah. I am going to get pieces of you. So now he started cutting pieces from the earth. Ouch! Oh, it hurts. You know, I'm just kidding. So he started cutting pieces from the earth. And then he started, and he blended them. He blended them. And guess what happened? He came back to Allah. And he came back with the pieces of mud to Allah. Then what was the response of Allah? Allah pointed to him and he said, you are going to be the angel of death. You are going to be the what? Angel of death. So he cried. He didn't want it. So he cried. He said, Ya Allah, when people remember me, when people are going to hate me and is going to curse me and call me bad names. So Allah said, and he did it. I said, whether Allah, I'm not going to disobey Allah's orders. So guess what Allah said? So what was the angel of death problem? Huh? Why didn't he want to be an angel of death? Yes. So Allah said, I'm going to cover you by the natural causes of death. Allah's going to cover you by what? Natural causes of death. So now when somebody dies out of a cancer, all right, do we say this guy died because of the angel of death or because of cancer? Cancer. If somebody dies because of a car accident, do we say this? Do we remember the angel of death, or we say this guy was killed in a car accident? You see? So basically, we don't remember the angel of death when somebody dies. We remember the reason. We say this guy dies of heart attack. But the truth is, he died because of the what? Angel of death. This guy was shot with a gun. The truth is, he died because of the angel of death. But people will not remember the angel of death. People remember what? That this guy was shot. So now he, angel of death, feels better. And now he took the job of being the angel of death. Now, why would what he did, how could it qualify him for the angel of death, for the job of the angel of death? Allah said, I'm appointing you to the angel of death. He cried, said, Ya Allah, people will hate me and curse me. He said, I'm going to cover you with the natural causes of death.
Because no matter what he would do, what Allah asked him to?
Mm-hmm. Because he grabs them. How is the angel of death work with humans? Angel of death starts pulling the soul. The soul is the secret of life. So he starts pulling the soul from the foot, from the feet. So this is the first part that dies, the feet. And then it goes into the legs, and then it goes all the way to the throat. And then the soul comes out of the what? Throat. Now who does that? The angel of death. The angel of death takes your soul. Now whether you ask for Allah's protection against the angel of death or not, the angel of death is not going to let you go. That's why Allah selected him, because of this. That's how Allah designed the test to select him. Got it? Because there are good people. When they die, they get scared. And they ask Allah's protection against the angel of death, right? All right. So now Allah fashions Adam. And as you know the story, and then Adam was sent to Jannah. And you know the story. The shaitan followed him. And he convinced him convinced him to eat from the tree. Hawa was selected. How did Hawa exist? How was Hawa created? Yes, from his side. That's why she was called Hawa. Hawa means created from Hay, which is living human being. Hawa means created from Hay. Hayy is living in Arabic. How about Adam? Adam means, the name Adam means the clay on the earth clay. Now Allah called him Adam because he was created from mud. So Hawa, which is Eve, was called Hawa because it was created from a living being. And Adam is called Adam because he was created from clay. Okay. Now, let's now talk about Khalifa. Allah says, I'm creating representation, which is Khalifa. What is the word Khalifa? The word Khalifa means someone who represents you. Now, Allah wills that you determine your destination. Allah willed that you determine your destination. And you determine your destinations using your destination will be according to the deeds that you have done, right? Yeah, good deeds or bad deeds. If you're a good representation or bad representation. So if you're good representation, you go to Jannah. If you're bad representation, if you do the bad representations, you go to hell. So now Allah creates a space for you. Allah leaves a space for you. And Allah makes you in charge of this space. So your space, like for example, my space is here in the United States, in the masjid and at home, in the places that I can make differences. And then in your space, if you do a bad representation, you go to hell. If you do a good representation, you go to Jannah. So representation means khilafah. Khalifa means representation. And there are good representations and bad representations. Alright? So now Allah creates a space for you to make a decision. To make decisions. Okay? And He gives you the freedom to choose where to go, what to do, and what to say. And you're supposed to fill in this gap. You're supposed to fill in this gap. And you're supposed to fill it to reflect the manners of Allah. You're supposed to fill it to reflect the manners of who? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, Khalifa means the one who substitutes for a king or a ruler. Khalifa is the one who substitutes for a king or a ruler. This is why the word al-khulafa means the ones who substitute for Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam after his death. So now, there are two kinds of substitution. There's two kinds of what? Substitution. What are they? There is a substitution because talk about a teacher. The case of a teacher. The teacher needs substitution, which is a substitute teacher, all right? For what? Because the teacher is absent.
What did the teacher say?
Because the teacher is absent. Khalifa means, as Khalifa, Allah gives you a space to act in, to choose where to go, what to say, and what to do. So now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives you that space and you make decisions in that space. Now, Khalifa means you are substituting for someone. Now, there are two kinds of substitution. One kind of substitution that the teacher is
absent.
And you substitute for this teacher, right? You substitute for this teacher. Now, there's another kind of substitution, is that the teacher is present and he is watching you, but he asks you to substitute for him. Why? So that he can judge whether you're going to do a good substitution or a bad substitution. Got it? So, one kind of substitution is what the teacher is.
Absent.
The teacher is absent. And they want one to substitute.
Represent. Oh,
yes, substitute. Which is do khilafa. Khilafa means substitute. So instead of saying khalifa give you space to exist and act in, okay? Khalifa, there are two. Khalifa means substitution, to substitute for someone. And there are two kinds of substitution. A substitute for absent teacher and a substitute for a teacher who's present. But he is asking you to substitute for him so that he can evaluate you. Okay. So when Allah makes you a substitution or makes you a khalifa, what happens? Is it, which kind of it? Is it the kind where Allah is absent, or is it the kind where Allah present? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala present. That's right. So that is the job of the khalifa. Now, why is Allah present? To what?
Yeah, to see if you're good at presenting.
Yes, to see what kind of representation you're doing. So substitution here doesn't mean that. Substitution doesn't mean that Allah is absent. It means that Allah is watching you to evaluate you, what kind of substitution you're going to do. So now, there are two sides in us. There is a good side and there is a dark side. Allah gave you a choice to follow either one of the two. So Muslim means submissive to. So in saying Muslim, submissive to. But the expression means submissive to Allah, which is, we are Muslims, means that we are submissive to Allah. The opposite is somebody who is Muslim to temptations. Muslims to temptations. Can you tell me examples of temptations? We have evil temptations here, and we have conscience, and we choose which one to follow. So we have temptations, and opposite of temptations, we have what? We have conscience. So we have temptations against conscience. Do you remember the movie Pinocchio?
Pinocchio.
So the blue fairy tested him. She said that if you prove that you can resist your temptations, then I'm going to make you a real boy. But if you submit to temptations and follow your temptations, then I'm not going to make you a real boy. I'm going to leave you the way it is. Got it? So same thing. Think of it the same thing. That Allah is telling us to follow our conscience, not to follow our desires. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is testing us to see which ones we're going to follow. Now, angels don't have temptations. So angels don't have temptations. And that's why angels don't have temptations. That's why this is the reason for which angels are not tested. So if I ask you, how come angels are not tested? You say, because of what? Huh? Because they don't have temptations. Why would you ever do something? Why would you ever do something? Why would you ever do something bad if you're not tempted? Just think of it. Why would the angels ever do something bad? So, because they don't have temptations. Yeah. So they will never ever think about doing something bad because they don't have temptations. We do bad things because we have what? Temptations and lower desires. Go ahead. Yeah. But here, but we have temptations and we're being tested. We're being tested against these temptations. Now, let me take you back to a question. Why did Allah create us?
Why So he's testing this reason.
Yes, to be a good representation, right? Which is to be submissive to temptations, to conscience. Huh? Pinocchio? To be submissive to conscience, that's right. So Allah wanted to show, to make us recognize His manners and His greatness. So He created us. Now, if Allah doesn't create, then what would be the problem? Okay, one of the names of Allah is what? Al-Khalaq, which means the what? Creator, right? Do you agree with me? Now, Al-Khalaq means the creator. What if Allah doesn't create? Then the name of Al-Khalaq becomes what? False or true?
False.
False.
But He created it.
Yeah, I'm coming to you. You're very smart. This is exactly the second step. You're very smart. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us. If He doesn't create, then His name is either false or useless. It's either false or useless. Is it appropriate for Allah to have a false name or a useless name?
No.
So He created us because He's the creator. Now, what's your name?
Sania
asked it very smart question. She said, well, He created the angels. Why didn't He just create angels and trees? And those are not given choices, and they are not going to screw up. Okay, guess why didn't He just create trees and humans and angels? I'm sorry, trees and angels, and that's it. Allah created us because His name is the Creator, and if He doesn't create, then His name is going to become either false or
useless.
That's right. So, mashallah, you're smart. So now let's think. What else that causes Allah, that made Allah create, or based on which Allah decided to create humans? Because this is what the angels said. The angels said, you're creating humans, okay, that will spread blood and corruption, shed blood and corruption, right? So now the question is, take notes. The question is, why humans? So because Allah is, there's a name, other names for Allah that doesn't work unless He creates humans. Like what? Think of a name, huh?
The sovereign?
Yeah, but there's other names that you can see clearly that will not work unless we have humans.
Go ahead. Resurrector, one who resurrects.
No, not really. I mean, yes, but this is not what I'm looking for. So I'm looking for something which is more direct, which is Al-Ghafoor, the one who forgives. Think of it. If Allah does not create humans, gave them the free will to choose, and they make a mistake and they ask Allah, so say here, why didn't Allah just create angels and trees and He would become the creator? So if Allah has only angels, do angels need forgiveness?
No.
No. Why not? They are not tested and they don't make mistakes. That's right. How about the humans? They make mistakes?
Yeah.
Yes. And ask for forgiveness, and Allah will? Allah may forgive them. So now when He does that, then His name is Al-Ghafoor.
Yeah.
Al-Ghafoor becomes true. Got it? You understand now? All right. So now let's go one step further. Why did Allah create the shaitan? The shaitan puts into our brain satanic ideas or shaitan ideas. He does that, Allah. He does that, the shaitan. But what's the purpose? Why did Allah create His own his opposite. Remember that the shaitan is the opposite of Allah. And Allah gave him the powers, the freedom and the powers he needs to influence people.
By the day of judgment, see if you can make people corrupt or good.
Exactly. He's part of the evil side. He makes people, he tempts people. So the shaitan inspires you with temptations. You got it? The shaitan, not too good. The shaitan inspires you with temptations. Got it? Now, Allah, there are other purposes of the shaitan, other purposes. Who? Allah is the opposite of, shaitan is the opposite of Allah. Allah is the most kind, shaitan is the most mean. Allah is the most fair, shaitan is the most unfair. And so forth. Allah is the most generous, shaitan is the most stingy. The most stingy, yes. You got it? Now, why do we need an opposite to Allah? Okay, so now, why did Allah create the shaitan? Go ahead.
It helps us understand his names better.
Takbir! Yes, mashallah. Mashallah. Did you hear me saying something?
Yeah, mashallah.
Mashallah. She said so that we can understand his names. I give you an example. If we have only daytime, and we'd never have night. Do you appreciate now having a daytime and not a night? But just think of it. You would not recognize the daylight. For example, I'll give you another example. Would I be impressed about having a hand? No, not really. Why? Because everybody has hands. We only appreciate having a hand when you see somebody, his hand is cut. Then you compare. Same thing. If you have only one kind, then you will not appreciate. For example, if all the food is all sour. Go ahead.
You need to know something by knowing its opposite.
Exactly. You know the thing by knowing the opposite, right? So, you will not appreciate the kindness of Allah unless you see and suffer from the meanness of shaitan.
Yeah.
But if we have only kindness and we don't have anything called meanness, then what happens? Then when I tell you that Allah is kind, you'll not be impressed. Why?
Because
you will say, well, there's anything other than being kind. You got it? So this is called learning, or, you know, knowing the things by the opposite or by contrast. That's another purpose for the shaitan. Let's say all food is sweet. And then I give you a piece of a chocolate to eat. And you eat it. And you find, and then I ask you, how does it taste? You say normal, right? You tell him, no, that's not normal, that's sweet. You say, it's not normal.
They won't know because there's no such thing as sour.
Exactly. They never tasted the sour. But in order to appreciate the sweet, Allah creates the sour. They wouldn't appreciate Allah kinds unless they suffer from shaitan meanness. You will never appreciate Allah's mercy unless you see the awfulness of the shaitan, and so forth. Do we have another reason for the shaitan to exist? We said inspire people with satanic ideas. Be the opposite of Allah. Huh? Test us. Can we be tested without shaitan?
No.
How does the shaitan test us other than inspiring us with evil ideas? You know, how do you know? Go ahead.
If we're willing to follow him or Allah.
Exactly. If we're willing to follow his ways or follow Allah, we will not appreciate the fairness of Allah unless we suffer the unfairness of the shaitan. We will not appreciate the generosity of Allah until we suffer the stinginess of the shaitan. Okay? So now, 5 more minutes, and we'll be free. Now, the shaitan, how do you know? If you have an evil temptation in your heart, like you have an evil desire, what? How do you know? Is it from the shaitan or from you, from your evil soul? Okay. The shaitan inspires you with evil ideas by just what? By just triggering the temptations. It's just like the shaitan does not cause you the fire. Shaitan only starts the fire.
It's like it's already there, but like...
Right. Yeah, shaitan only put the spark. That's right. Shaitan only puts the spark. Spark. But does he cause the fire? Does he like put the fire? No. Let's, for example, give you an example of Habib, who killed Habib. Abel, who killed Cain. What turned him into a monster? At the end, he turned into a monster, killing his own brother.
The hate and
he was jealous because his brother seemed to do everything right, and everyone loves him. And then he, on the other hand, seemed to do everything wrong, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala seemed to love his brother more.
Yes. So he was jealous. Who started the jealousy? Shaitan. Then what happened when the shaitan starts the jealousy? He did not say, A'udhu billah. Shaitan only sparks or like inspire you with the idea as like a spark. But he does not inspire you with the fire. So, go, hold on. What happened? Are you a bad person if you get an evil thought?
No. But if you do it, then...
Because you can't stop it. Can you stop yourself from having evil thoughts? No, you can't. Why is that? Because this is by default. It's like Allah, our default, like nobody can evade that, which is having evil thoughts coming from shaitan. Our role is what comes after. Good people kill that spark. Do not let the fire grow. How? If you feed the spark, it becomes fire. How is that? Now, Qabil, what he did, the shaitan inspired him with the jealousy. And then what he did is that...
He followed it,
exactly. He fed the jealousy with wood, with firewood. He kept thinking about it. Everybody likes Qabil, Habil. Nobody likes me. Since he was born, I became miserable. Everybody wants to play with him. Nobody wants to play with me. All right. Okay. So he started feeding this jealousy. And the jealousy started growing. At the end, jealousy made him a monster. A monster that killed his own brother. You know how did he kill his own brother?
Smashed him with a rock.
Yes. His brother was using a rock as a blanket, as a pillow. He dropped the rock on his head, so he squished his head.
Who uses a rock
for a pillow? Yeah, the old days, sleeping, people sleep like that. So then, what happens after he killed his brother? Huh? The jealousy feeling, the jealousy temptation went away, and he started crying, regretting what he did. Okay? You got that?
Mm-hmm.
Now, so us, if we get an evil idea, what do we do? If we get an evil idea or an evil thought, what do we do? Does that mean we're bad people? No. What makes us bad is how do we handle this evil thought? Exactly. If we stop it and start change the subject, start thinking about something else. So what do you need to do if you get an evil temptation? Stop the subject. Change the subject. Stop. Let it, you know, kill it when it's a small spark.
Yeah.
Kill this when it's still a small spark. Don't let it grow. Yes. Start thinking about something else. You got it? So Allah will judge you Not about having the evil thoughts. Allah will judge you about
your action.
Your reaction to this evil thought. Are you going to change the subject and start thinking about something else or no?
Yeah,
just hold on. We have still 2 minutes. 2 minutes, please. So now, and then you either let it grow and take control of you or not. All right. He's going to write the last sentence.
What's that? Mark accurate.
What's the third?
Shaitan? To cause evil, because Allah is to be the source of evil. Also, one other job of the shaitan is to be the source of evil. To be the source of what?
Evil.
Evil. Because would Allah be the source of evil?
Nope.
No.
The one who generates evil should be shaitan. However, anything good or bad we have, we thank Allah for what He gave and what He took. For what He granted and for what He denied. Okay.
Assalamu alaikum.